Urban First Aid and Health Hacks by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024, IQ Self, LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In a world where the unexpected can upend our lives in an instant, preparation becomes not just a strategy, but a lifeline. SHTF Survival Secrets, Classified Dossier, Urbanite's Handbook for Health Crises, in Post-Apocalyptic Scenarios, is an indispensable guide crafted for modern city dwellers who must be ready to face health crises in the most challenging of times. The urban jungle poses unique challenges during post-apocalyptic events, where access to medical facilities and traditional healthcare may be severely limited or non-existent. This report underscores the critical importance of health preparedness, offering a blend of unconventional health hacks and mainstream medical tips to ensure survival and well-being when the stakes are unimaginably high. From innovative ways to purify water using household items, to essential first aid techniques that could save lives, this handbook equips you with the knowledge to navigate and overcome health emergencies. Whether it's managing chronic conditions without pharmacies or devising quick remedies for common ailments, we cover it all, arming you with practical, actionable information. In these pages, you'll discover secrets once held close by survival experts, now revealed to empower you to take control of your health and safety. Because when the world as we know it collapses, staying healthy isn't just about survival. It's about thriving amidst the chaos. Criticality of health preparation in SHTF scenarios. Health preparation is paramount during SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios, particularly for urban preppers, due to the heightened risks and complex challenges inherent in densely populated environments. In such crises, the collapse of infrastructure and services can lead to dire health consequences, making it essential to be well prepared. Collapse of healthcare systems. During large-scale disasters, healthcare facilities can become overwhelmed or inaccessible. A study by the American Journal of Public Health revealed that during Hurricane Katrina, nearly 200,000 people were without medical care for weeks. Urban areas, with their high population density, are especially vulnerable to such disruptions. Limited access to essential supplies. In cities, supply chains can be easily disrupted. The COVID-19 pandemic showcased this vulnerability when urban centers experienced severe shortages of personal protective equipment, PPE, and medical supplies. Urban preppers must stockpile essential medications, first aid supplies, and understand alternative treatments. Chronic conditions. Management. Urban dwellers often rely heavily on regular access to medication and healthcare services to manage chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and asthma. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, approximately 6 in 10 adults in the U.S. have a chronic disease. Preparing to manage these conditions independently is crucial during prolonged emergencies. Mental health considerations. The psychological stress of surviving in a post-apocalyptic scenario can exacerbate mental health issues. Urban environments, characterized by their fast-paced and often high-stress nature, can intensify these problems. Effective health preparation includes strategies to maintain mental well-being and access to psychological support resources. Unique challenges faced by urban dwellers. High population density. The sheer number of people in urban areas can lead to faster depletion of resources, increased competition for medical aid, and higher chances of violence and unrest. Limited space. Urban preppers often lack the space to store extensive supplies or create self-sustaining systems, such as gardens or rainwater collection. Infrastructure dependency. Cities rely on complex infrastructural systems for water, electricity, and waste management. When these systems fail, the repercussions are immediate and severe. Mobility constraints. Evacuation from urban areas can be chaotic and dangerous due to congested roads and limited exit routes. In summary, health preparation is a cornerstone of survival for urban preppers facing SHTF scenarios. By understanding and planning for the unique challenges presented by urban environments, individuals can significantly enhance their resilience and ability to thrive amidst adversity. Mainstream medical tips for SHTF scenarios. In a shit hits the fan, SHTF scenario where conventional medical assistance may be unavailable, having a solid understanding of basic medical tips can be crucial. Here are essential first aid techniques, medications to stockpile, and basic health practices to maintain wellness. Essential first aid techniques. CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Description: a life-saving technique used in emergencies when someone's breathing or heartbeat has stopped. Key steps: check responsiveness, call for help, start chest compressions, 30 compressions followed by 2 rescue breaths. Continue until professional help arrives or the person recovers. Wound care. Description: properly cleaning and dressing wounds to prevent infection. Key steps: clean the wound with clean water, apply an antiseptic, cover with sterile dressing, and change the dressing regularly. Control bleeding. Description: stopping severe bleeding can be life-saving. Key steps: apply direct pressure with a clean cloth. Elevate the injured part if possible. Use a tourniquet if necessary, placed above the injury, and seek further medical assistance if available. Treating burns. Description: immediate care for burn victims to prevent further damage and infection. Key steps: cool the burn under running water for at least 10 minutes. Cover with sterile gauze, avoid applying oils or butter, and seek medical attention for severe burns. Fracture stabilization. Description: reducing pain and preventing further injury by immobilizing broken bones. Key steps: splint the injured limb in the position found. Use padding, secure with bandages without cutting off circulation, and avoid moving the person unless absolutely necessary. Medications to stockpile. Pain relievers. Examples: acetaminophen, Tylenol, ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin. Uses: managing mild to moderate pain, reducing fever. Antibiotics. Examples: amoxicillin, ciprofloxacin. Uses: treating bacterial infections. Only use if prescribed by a healthcare professional. Antihistamines. Examples: diphenhydramine, Benadryl, loratadine, Claritin. Uses: managing allergic reactions, reducing symptoms of hay fever. Antidiarrheal medications. Examples: loperamide, Imodium. Uses: controlling diarrhea, preventing dehydration. Topical antibiotics. Examples: neomycin, bacitracin, Neosporin. Uses: preventing infection in minor cuts, scrapes, and burns. Electrolyte solutions. Examples: oral rehydration salts, ORS. Uses: preventing dehydration, especially in cases of severe diarrhea or vomiting. Basic health practices to maintain wellness. Hygiene practices: regular hand washing with soap and water, using sanitizers if soap is unavailable, maintaining personal cleanliness to prevent infections. Clean water supply practices: ensure access to clean drinking water, use water purification tablets or boil water if necessary. Avoid drinking from contaminated sources. Balanced diet practices: stockpile non-perishable, nutrient-rich foods, dried fruits, canned vegetables, nuts. Avoid junk food. Ensure adequate intake of vitamins and minerals. Regular exercise practices: engage in daily physical activities to maintain cardiovascular health, strength, and flexibility, even in confined spaces. Mental health maintenance practices: practice stress relief techniques such as meditation, deep breathing exercises. Maintain social connections and engage in hobbies to keep the mind active and healthy. By adhering to these mainstream medical tips, individuals can significantly increase their chances of maintaining health and managing injuries during an SHTF scenario. Unconventional health hacks for post-apocalyptic urban scenarios. In a post-apocalyptic urban environment, traditional medical resources might be scarce or entirely unavailable. Here are some unconventional health hacks that can be useful in such scenarios, along with their advantages, potential risks, and how they can complement mainstream medical tips. 1. Honey as an antiseptic. Advantages: honey has natural antibacterial properties that can help prevent infection in wounds and burns. Potential risks: while generally safe for topical use, honey should not be used on infants under 1 year old due to the risk of botulism if ingested. Complementary use: apply honey directly to minor cuts and burns before covering with a sterile dressing to enhance traditional wound care methods. 2. Garlic for infections. Advantages: garlic is known for its antimicrobial and antiviral properties. It can be used to boost the immune system and fight off infections. Potential risks: excessive consumption can lead to stomach upset, and it should be avoided by individuals on blood-thinning medications. Complementary use: incorporate garlic into your diet or crush and apply it to minor skin infections to complement mainstream antibiotics when they're unavailable. 3. Activated charcoal for poisoning. Advantages: activated charcoal can adsorb toxins and poisons in the digestive tract, helping to mitigate the effects of accidental ingestion. Potential risks: it should not be used for all types of poisoning, especially if the substance ingested is a corrosive agent. Incorrect use can cause vomiting and aspiration. Complementary use: use activated charcoal as an immediate first response to suspected poisoning while seeking further medical advice or treatment. 4. Vinegar for ear infections. Advantages: vinegar has mild antibacterial and antifungal properties and can be used to treat ear infections. Potential risks: undiluted vinegar can irritate the skin or worsen the condition if the eardrum is perforated. Always dilute before use. Complementary use: mix equal parts vinegar and water and use a few drops in the affected ear to complement prescribed antibiotics or ear drops. 5. Cayenne pepper for bleeding. Advantages: cayenne pepper can help stop bleeding quickly by promoting clotting. It also has pain-relieving properties. Potential risks: can cause a burning sensation and irritation if used excessively or on large wounds. Complementary use: sprinkle a small amount of cayenne pepper on minor cuts to complement traditional methods of controlling bleeding. 6. Duct tape for blisters and warts. Advantages: duct tape can be used to cover blisters to prevent further irritation and can help remove warts over time. Potential risks: prolonged use can cause skin irritation and damage if not monitored properly. Complementary use: use duct tape on blisters to protect them from friction and apply to warts regularly to complement more conventional treatments. 7. Apple cider vinegar for digestive issues. Advantages: apple cider vinegar can aid digestion and relieve symptoms of acid reflux and indigestion. Potential risks: consuming too much can erode tooth enamel and cause throat burns. Always dilute it before drinking. Complementary use: dilute apple cider vinegar with water and drink before meals to aid digestion and supplement any antacids or digestive aids you have. 8. Baking soda for skin irritations. Advantages: baking soda can relieve itching and irritation caused by insect bites, rashes, and minor burns. Potential risks: prolonged use can dry out the skin and cause further irritation. Complementary use: make a paste with baking soda and water and apply to affected areas to complement mainstream treatments for skin irritations. 9. Olive oil for earwax removal. Advantages: olive oil can soften earwax, making it easier to remove and preventing blockage. Potential risks: using too much can cause a buildup and worsen the blockage. Ensure ears are free of perforations before use. Complementary use: use a few drops of warm olive oil in the ear canal to soften wax, complementing ear cleaning techniques. 10. Cabbage leaves for inflammation. Advantages: cabbage leaves have anti-inflammatory properties and can be used to reduce swelling and pain. Potential risks: rarely, cabbage leaves can cause skin irritation or allergic reactions. Complementary use: wrap inflamed areas with cabbage leaves to reduce swelling, complementing ice packs and other anti-inflammatory treatments. These unconventional health hacks can provide valuable improvised solutions in a post-apocalyptic urban scenario. They offer practical, accessible alternatives that can bridge the gap when mainstream medical resources are limited or unavailable. Always exercise caution and consider potential risks when using these hacks to ensure they safely complement traditional medical practices. These do not take the place of any medical or mental advice from a qualified professional in your own area. I am not a doctor or medical professional. This is for your education only. Building an effective health crisis plan for urban preppers. Preparing for a health crisis in an urban environment requires careful planning and proactive measures. Here are essential steps urban preppers can take to build an effective health crisis plan, including tips on training, acquiring necessary supplies, and maintaining physical and mental health. Step 1. Assess potential risks. Identify likely scenarios. Assess the types of health crises that could occur, such as natural disasters, pandemics, or civil unrest. Evaluate personal needs. Consider any specific health requirements for yourself or family members, like chronic conditions or disabilities. Step 2. Get trained. First aid and CPR certification. Enroll in certified courses from recognized organizations like the American Red Cross to gain vital skills. Advanced medical training. Pursue additional training in wound care, suturing, and emergency childbirth if possible. Mental health. First aid. Take courses to recognize and manage mental health crises effectively. Step 3. Acquire necessary supplies. First aid kit. Build a comprehensive first aid kit with essentials like bandages, antiseptics, splints, and over-the-counter medications. Medications. Stockpile a minimum 3-month supply of prescription medications, pain relievers, antibiotics, antihistamines, and antidiarrheals. Medical tools. Include tools like a thermometer, blood pressure monitor, stethoscope, and tweezers. Sanitation supplies. Gather items like soap, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, garbage bags, and bleach to maintain hygiene. Protective gear. Obtain N95 masks, gloves, face shields, and personal protective equipment, PPE, for infectious disease control. Alternative remedies. Stock up on natural remedies such as honey, garlic, activated charcoal, and essential oils. Step 4. Establish communication plans. Emergency contacts. Create a list of emergency contacts, including healthcare providers, family members, and local support services. Communication devices. Ensure you have charged cell phones, radios, and backup power sources to stay informed and connected. Information network. Join community preparedness groups and follow credible sources for updates and advice. Step 5. Maintain physical health. Regular exercise. Incorporate daily physical activity to boost cardiovascular health, strength, and flexibility. Balanced diet. Stockpile nutritious, non-perishable foods like dried fruits, nuts, canned vegetables, and whole grains. Hydration. Ensure access to clean drinking water and keep water purification methods like tablets or filters. Sleep hygiene. Establish routines to ensure adequate rest, even during high-stress situations. Step 6. Support mental health. Stress management. Practice stress reduction techniques such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, and yoga. Social connections. Maintain social connections through regular communication with loved ones and community members. Hobbies and activities. Engage in hobbies and activities that provide joy and mental stimulation. Mental health kit. include items like books, puzzles, art supplies, and comfort objects to provide mental relief. Step 7. Regularly review and update your plan. Inventory. Check. Perform regular inventory checks to ensure supplies are stocked, not expired, and in good condition. Skill refreshment. Periodically refresh your training and skills to stay updated on the latest techniques and information. Plan drills. Conduct drills to practice your health crisis plan and identify any areas for improvement. Stay informed. Keep abreast of new developments, potential threats, and emerging best practices in health crisis management. By following these steps, urban preppers can build a well-rounded and effective health crisis plan. This preparation will help ensure physical and mental well-being during stressful situations, providing a safety net when traditional resources may be limited or unavailable. Conclusion. In the SHTF Survival Secrets Classified Dossier, Urbanite's Handbook for Health Crises in Post-Apocalyptic Scenarios, we have delved into critical strategies to navigate health crises when traditional medical resources are scarce. The report has emphasized the importance of mastering essential first aid techniques, such as CPR, wound care, and bleeding control, which are foundational skills for any urban prepper. Additionally, it highlighted the necessity of stockpiling key medications and medical supplies to address common ailments and emergencies effectively. We explored unconventional health hacks that provide valuable alternatives when mainstream methods are unavailable, such as using honey as an antiseptic and garlic for infections. These innovative solutions can bridge gaps in conventional medical care and ensure preparedness in dire circumstances. Moreover, building a comprehensive health crisis plan was outlined with steps to assess risks, acquire necessary supplies, establish communication plans, and maintain both physical and mental health. This holistic approach ensures that preppers are not just equipped with tools and knowledge, but are also mentally resilient to face the challenges ahead. Urban preppers are encouraged to implement these strategies into their prepping plans actively. Regular training, updating supplies, practicing drills, and staying informed will significantly enhance their readiness for any potential health crisis. By integrating these health strategies, preppers can ensure a higher level of safety and well-being for themselves and their communities in post-apocalyptic scenarios. Prepare now, stay vigilant, and empower yourself with the knowledge to survive and thrive.